This God who calls us daughters and sons can cause us to stand upright again, unbent, restored, and refreshed.
Hello, and thanks for choosing to listen to the sermon from Pastor Keith Fry and Evanston's Emmanuel Lutheran Church. This sermon is from Sunday, August 25th, 2019. Emmanuel Lutheran Church is a Reconciling in Christ congregation. We welcome people of every age and size, color and culture, every sexual orientation and gender identity, socioeconomic status, every ability and challenge. We welcome believers and questioners and questioning believers. Come join us Sundays at 10:30 at the corner of Sherman and Lake in downtown Evanston. And now, here's this week's sermon from Pastor Keith Fry.
And grace to you and peace from the God who gives the Sabbath for rest and from Christ Jesus, the great unbender. Amen. Have you ever had your back go out on you? I have been plagued with back issues since my early 20s when I was rear-ended in an accident up on Lake Avenue in Glenview on my way to work. In my 30s, it happened again down in Hubbard's Cave in the city, multi-car pileup. In my 40s, it was on busy 95th Street. At 60, just this past March, again on Sheridan Road. So I seem to be doing it every decade. And these shocks to my spine have not helped anything at all. I was seeing a chiropractor already in my 20s and have had more therapy and cortisone injections and acupuncture and massage and adjustments than is my due. Extra pounds put on in recent years have not helped matters. Things have been fairly stable, though, recently, but there have been times that I wake up in the morning and I know as soon as I step out of bed, I'm in trouble. A couple of times I've just been walking along normally and suddenly, bam, there it is. I'm bent over, and even an attempt to straighten back up makes me dread the wincing pain. But my back woes pale in comparison to those experienced by the woman in today's gospel. For 18 long years, she has moved through her life, face turned toward the ground, bent over by a spirit that had crippled her. Unable to lift her head except with great difficulty, she couldn't see forward. So she moved almost blindly from place to place. Unable to look into people's faces, maybe they had stopped even trying to speak to her or she to them. Unable to stand up straight, she couldn't even pray properly because Jews in her day stood straight and tall to address God with faces upturned and arms outstretched. But she could only stare at the dirt. We have no idea what her ailment was. People jump through all kinds of hoops talking about arthritic conditions and scoliosis and bulging discs and trying to define her illness, but I think they're missing the point. I think the gospel writer leaves the cause of her bending an open question for a reason. There are many of us who are bent double by physical illness or weakness, chronic disease, pain, bodies that simply will not do what we want them to do. And our bodies bend in response to that pain. But there are lots of other things that can bend us, aren't there? Not just physical ailments. How many of us are bent double by worries? Worries about finding a job, worries about finances, worries about relationships, worries about our children, worries about our past, worries about our future. Those things bend us over as surely as any physical disability, and they can be just as crippling. Other things can bend our spirits low. Addictions, anxieties, depression, disappointment, loss, loneliness. Those things too can bend us and ride on our backs like heavy weights. Is there any one of us in this room who has not experienced either this crippling of our bodies or of our spirits at some point in our lives? And like that woman, sometimes we find ourselves unable to stand up straight. We can't lift our heads enough from our bent condition to see where we're headed, and so we move blindly through our lives. Absorbed in our difficulties and our pain, we may stop seeing those beside us, may stop looking deeply into their faces and become isolated and lonely. Faces turned earthward, we may find it difficult to lift our hearts in praise to God. We may even begin to doubt that God is really there. I would submit also that our culture is experiencing bent over times. We're bent over by anger and political division. We're bent over by violence, by strife between the races, between the native born and immigrant. We're bent over by greed. We're bent over by an environment and a climate that are reaching tipping points. We're bent over by neglected infrastructure. You name it, it's weighing us down. And in the process, faces turned earthward, no longer seeing our neighbor, many among us have stopped looking toward God for any help. But you know, that's nothing new at all. There is nothing new under the sun. The writer of the section of the book of the prophet Isaiah that we heard a few moments ago was addressing a society that was bent over. Those who had been taken off in exile to Babylon were now returning, and they were finding cities that had been laid waste by destructive violence and by neglect. Those who had remained struggled with poverty. Immigrants who had come into the land during the exile were now being blamed for the mess. They were being told, "Speak Hebrew." Everyone was pointing a finger and blaming someone else. Houses and public buildings were lying in ruins. Potholes were not being fixed. Employers were not paying the minimum wage and were exploiting their workers. Hungry and homeless folks were everywhere, and those who had resented those who had not. Wealth was extremely unfairly distributed, and the 1% were ignoring the needs of those who struggled to make ends meet. Violence roamed the streets of the cities. The religious infrastructure also lay in ruins, just as the temple lay a pile of toppled stones, and nobody seemed to be able to get organized for rebuilding. Religion for many had become rote observance that didn't really affect the way they lived their daily lives, while many others had simply stopped bothering with religion at all, had simply gotten out of the habit. The Sabbath was being neglected, and that day was being commercialized and had become just like every other day of the week. Does any of this sound familiar? They were bent over, and it was just too painful to straighten back up. But back to the gospel story. We have no idea why the woman had come to the synagogue that day. Had she come to pray once more for healing? Had she simply come out of habit, not expecting anything really, resigned to being bent over for the rest of her life? Had she come because she had heard that Jesus would be there, this healer that everyone was talking about? Why does any of us come to this place? Whatever her reason for being there, the story says that Jesus sees her. Now, it must have been hard to see this bent over woman in that crowd, but Jesus sees her and he calls her over and he announces to her that she is set free from her ailment. Now, it's interesting, Jesus does not say to this woman, "You are healed." Literally, what he says is, "You are untied from your weakness." It's exactly the same word he uses to describe the donkey and the oxen, animals who carry heavy burdens, who are untied on the Sabbath so they can go quench their thirst. And then he lays hands on her, touches her, and immediately she's set free. She's unbent and can stand up straight, and she begins praising God. Sisters and brothers, this is the good news that Jesus announces to us as well. When we are bent low by whatever is bending us, Christ sees us and calls out to us, "Come over here to me." And then he speaks release from all those things that are bending us over and reaches out to touch us and untie us and free us. Now, this is not to say that everything that burdens us will always be cured, that everything will be fixed and just go away. But it does mean that Christ can set us free from the power that those things have over us, can untie us from those things that weigh us down. This God who calls us daughters and sons can cause us to stand upright again, unbent, restored, and refreshed, able to turn our faces once again side to side to see our neighbors, able to turn our faces upward again and raise our hands in praise to the one who sets us free. But it doesn't end there. As unbent, straightened up people, Christ then puts you and me into the unbinding and unbending business as well. The scriptures today are pretty plain about the fact that the Sabbath is not purely about coming to church and worshiping God and singing praises. It is also about helping to restore other people to wholeness. The words directed to the opponents in the synagogue are not just some kind of debate about Jesus' actions. I should point out that Jesus is reminding them that Torah and all of the tradition specifically encourage acts of mercy on the Sabbath, even if that means violating the requirement not to work. So he's not telling them something new. He's calling them back to the heart of God's law, which is to show mercy and tender concern for those who are suffering in any way. They're also a challenge from Jesus to all those gathered there to be about the work of healing, all of them, out of simple compassion and mercy, even if it means going outside the rules. Doing acts of healing and compassion is the very essence of God's commandments. Love God with all your heart and soul and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. As the prophet Isaiah reminds us, our own healing, the strength of our own bones, our unbending and our unbinding, is going to be found in helping satisfy the needs of other bent over people, in offering our food to the hungry, in satisfying the needs of the afflicted. Part of Sabbath is untying others so that their thirst can be quenched too. If we want our own dry places to be watered, we will find that in providing for the thirst of others. That is how our lives become like a watered garden, supplied by a spring of water that will never fail. So as people who have experienced the liberating untying that Christ offers to us, we are called to become agents of Sabbath rest and Sabbath unbinding, Sabbath unbending to all those who find themselves bent over. We are to be the rebuilders, the unbenders of our society. As people who have known Sabbath freedom, we are called to implement Sabbath unbending in the world around us. Christ calls us to be untiers of bound people. So, sisters and brothers, straighten your backs. Look around you. And then set out to unbend all those who are bent over. That is where we will find our healing and our joy. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Keith. And again, we welcome you to come join us for our Sunday service each week at 10:30. The Emmanuel Lutheran Church is located at the southeast corner of Sherman and Lake in downtown Evanston. Thanks for listening.